Hello, 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 and you're tuned into another episode of Coffee and Combo with Mo, and we are in the series Why Get Married, and this is the second episode in that series, and we're going to talk about expectations today. So let's just get right into it. When we are dating, there are certain things that we look for, but let's just back up. Let's talk about dating and just for dating, and let's talk about being intentional when you date. That is a difference in the two. When you date intentionally, you're not dating for the sake of because you want to eat a free meal, because you want to just have sex, because you just don't want to be by yourself, because you're bored. You date intentional, and so that looks very different. You're dating with the outlook or expectation that this person is going to be a partner. Not necessarily everybody, but you're dating someone with those qualities that you need in a partner. So this is for people who are dating with intentions, not people who are dating for the sake of just having something to do. So when you date intentional, that looks very different. So people who intentional date do have expectations. So people always say, oh, well, if you don't have expectations, then you can't get hurt. Okay, well, that's true. But if you also don't have expectations and you don't communicate them, well, how does the other person know? Can they fill those shoes? Or how does the other person know, you know, is this something I can do or is this something I can't do? What we tend to do is get into these situationships that turn into relationships and it doesn't work out because none of these things were communicated in the beginning. And then you come back 6 months later, a year later into the relationship, like, oh, by the way, I really did need someone who could be emotionally open. I did need someone who had their finances together. Or I did need someone who wanted to have kids. I mean, you're a year into the relationship now. That's why it's important to communicate these things early on when you are conversing with someone and when you are dating intentional. Now, I'm not saying that you could start talking to someone and on day two, you know, you hit them with bam, bam, bam. You know, you still have to feel a person out to see if they are even worthy for you to have that conversation with. So let's just assume that you've met someone and they have met a certain criteria for you to even start exploring expectations. I believe in telling people what your expectations are. Because I think that when you deal with adults and not people who like to play games, they can respect that. And a real adult, a real man, or a real woman will be able to say, you know, I understand you need this and that's something that I can't give you right now. I respect that 100% versus someone who wants to play games. When you get to a certain age, like you don't date potential and you don't play games. You just don't. But there are a lot of people who do. And so you have to be able to weed out those people and you have to be able to pray for God to give you discernment so you don't waste time on these people. So let's go back to the situation. So you've established that this is the person that you want to pursue a relationship with. So you get into expectations. I think that it is very honest and real to go ahead and say what it is that you need because you teach people how to treat you. When you enter into a relationship with someone, you don't know really always what their issues are or what their baggage is or what they've been exposed to. So when you have these honest conversations, it gives that light so you can talk about and share those things. So I'm going to give you some of the things that in a relationship that I think are healthy to talk about as it relates to expectations. And there are some expectations that are for people and there are some expectations that are for God. And so do not confuse the two, because when you put something on a person that only belongs to God, that is nothing but a recipe for disaster because they cannot do what Jesus can. So let's just talk about the expectations. So children. When you're dating someone and either you have children or they have children, somebody don't have kids or everybody has kids, you have to talk about, do you want more kids? Is the expectation that you're done having kids? Because what you don't want to do is be married to someone and you find out later on because you didn't have a conversation that they want kids and you don't. Like, that is a big deal breaker in a relationship. And I have seen a couple come apart because the wife did not want to have more than one child, and that was not discussed when they got married. It was the, you know, it was assumed that they would have three kids. And after the first one, she was done. And that was not talked about. So that broke down their relationship because he wanted more kids. So these are things that, you know, may sound like it's too early to talk about, but that's very realistic to talk about. So talking about family and expansion is very important. Talking about finances is extremely important. It can be very personal when you start talking about finances with someone that you're getting to know, but I think you need to have this conversation. If someone is in a lot of debt, if someone does not know how to manage their money, people who live paycheck to paycheck, people who don't know how to save, or people who are very frugal, then you have people who are just very cheap. Then you have people who just don't understand the value of money. So when you date someone and you don't look for these things or understand these things and you try to build something with that person, it's not going to work out because y'all are not on the same path when it comes to money. So talking to somebody about what does it look like for you to save money or to say, well, what's your credit score? You know, my friends laugh at me because I ask people this who potentially want to date me. What is your credit score? Like, because I look at the bigger picture. Credit is necessary in this economy, in this world. Not saying that you have to get things on credit, because ideally you want to pay for everything. But I don't know a whole lot of people that can just go buy a house and pay cash for it. So having good credit is necessary. Purchasing a vehicle, if you want to, you know, put more equity into your home. These things are necessary. So I think asking that question is very realistic. And to have someone, one, to not know their credit score, two, know their credit score and be okay with it not being where it needs to be, is a problem. And then someone who knows what it is and is aware of it and conscientious about keeping it in a good place, that's a good thing. And if it's something that they're doing, but it can be worked on, that's still something that you can have a conversation about. You just want to feel someone out to see where their thought process is when it comes to that. So I don't shy away from those type of questions. You know, what does your savings account look like? How do you save? Because I have kids. And so if you want to take me on, you take on my kids. And so with kids, there's always unexpected stuff that comes up, and not saying that they are going to take on the burden or bear the load of that. I'm not saying that that's their responsibility, but if we're going to do it together, we need to be able to do it together. So asking those questions, I don't believe is probing or immature. I think it's realistic, and I think you cheat yourself when you don't find out who you're dealing with. Keeping a house, how people keep their homes, like, you know, what are the expectations when you're married? Do you expect your wife to cook and clean all the time? Is that something that you can share with her? Is that something that you want her to do on her own? That's a conversation that you need to have, because, you know, people have these roles that they have in their head about what a wife is supposed to do and what a husband is supposed to do. And I don't think that that's realistic, or nor is it fair, because there are some men who can cook and clean better than some women. My dad is excellent at cleaning and he can cook. So, you know, having, and my mom can too, but that's my dad's thing. Like, he's very excellent at that. When he comes to my house and, you know, he's cooking, he's cleaning, he's making up the bed. He makes up my bed, my guest bed, better than I do. And I didn't even know how to arrange pillows like that. But that's his thing. And a woman who's looking for that to help her where she may not be good at that, that's something where he's strong in and she's weak at, where they can complement each other. So that's the conversation that you need to have, because what you don't want to do is to marry someone and you have all these expectations of them and you didn't have a conversation where they never had to cook or they never had to clean up. That's something that their mom did, or that's something that their dad did. That's something that you need to talk about, because that could be something that, you know, hinders you from growing in your relationship. Sex is something that you should talk about. You know, some people are okay with having sex once a week. Some people want it every day. Some people are hypersexual. Some people are just not into it. They don't know a lot about themselves. So that's the conversation you need to have. when you're dating someone, the sex tends to be more frequent because it's new. But we all know that everything gets old and you have to just kind of be aware of what you want to do, what the expectations are. So if your expectation is that, you know, you want to be very sexual, you need intimacy, you need touching, you need the feeling, those things need to be communicated, you know, before you marry someone or, you know, seriously get into dating someone so you guys can be on the same page with that. Time. You have some people who work a lot and they work two jobs, or some people who just have a lot of time on their hands. How you spend time with one another is something that should be communicated, because that could be something that's problematic. When you start dating someone, they have time for you and they make time for you. And then when they get comfortable, then, you know, it's, you know, put to the side or it's not as frequent. And one thing about being in a relationship with someone and progressing into marriage is that people do get comfortable. And getting comfortable with someone is a good thing, and sometimes it can be a bad thing. The more comfortable you get with someone, you can laugh about things that, you know, could be embarrassing. You are comfortable using the bathroom in front of them, passing gas. Like, you know, being comfortable with somebody and not have to feel restrained is a very good thing. However, you can also get too comfortable where you don't feel like you had to do the things that you did initially, like texting just to say I love you, or sending flowers just because, or leaving notes and things like that. So, you know, being comfortable could go both ways. But when you really communicate with somebody what your needs and expectations are, then I think it sets a great foundation for a healthy relationship that could progress into an amazing marriage. Communication is the key to all things. And so I think we cheat ourselves because we're afraid to say these things to people, not knowing how they will respond. Well, if they are mature and they want the same things you want, they can respect these type of conversations and not run away from you or run away from them because it makes them uncomfortable. Growing together, goal setting, that is something very important in a relationship, because you need to know where you're going. You need to know if you are equally yoked, that you're driven, they're driven, and y'all are going to come together and grow something together. Being with someone who's complacent, when you are like very driven, that could be a clash, and it very well could backfire, because that person could feel like you're doing too much and you could feel like that person's not doing enough. Now, you have situations where it works out because there is an understanding of where that person is and where you are, and you guys agree on, I'm going to stay here, but I'll help you get to where you need to be. I'll be your biggest cheerleader. And that's the understanding versus not understanding somebody's vision or somebody's passion in you and them questioning you. That can cause a breakdown in a relationship. So said all that to say, you know, it's a lot to take in when you're dating with intention and you're getting ready to be married and you want to be married. So when you want to be married, talking about expectations is very important. Talking about what you need is very important. And they can kind of coalesce and, you know, go together, because it's just, I don't know how to say it. Love is hard. But love is kind, and love covers all. When I say love is hard, is because when you really allow yourself to love someone, you're going to be hurt at some point, whether it's intentional or whether it's not, because we are people. We are flawed. We are guaranteed to make mistakes and to mess up. So you're going to be hurt at some point in a relationship. So if you're not in a relationship in fear of being hurt, then you're going to always be by yourself because it's going to happen. But being with someone who understands the power of an apology, who understands the power of change, that is very different from somebody who just keeps messing up, or somebody who just on their own time doing what they want to do and just saying whatever about you and your feelings. So don't not love or allow yourself to be loved in fear of being hurt. It comes with it. So that's why I say love is hard, but love can cover all, because when people make mistakes and you know they genuinely love you and their intentions are real for you, then the love you have for them cover those mistakes. So again, this episode was about expectations, communicating those things in the beginning when you are dating intentionally. And when you start talking about marriage, what are the expectations of your partner in a marriage and in a relationship? So when you have that conversation in the when the relationship starts growing, then you come back and have a different conversation when it becomes a marriage, because the expectations for a boyfriend is not the same expectation for a husband. So that conversation needs to be revisited and tweaked again. So do not shy away from asking questions, because you know not, because you ask not. So I'm going to leave you with this little tidbit. The quality of our expectations determine the quality of our actions. You've had Coffee and Convo with Mo. Talk to you next time.